Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 1. How the Piglins Lost Their Memory. The Nether is getting ready for sleep, and so are you. Pull your blanket up to your chin. This is the story of how the whole thing started, the quiet, the gold, and the long red dark. You don't have to remember any of it. The story will remember itself. A long, long time ago, before your world had doors on its houses, the Piglins had names for each other. Not loud names. Soft ones. Names you could say with your mouth barely open, the way you say things early in the morning when nobody else is awake. They had songs too, little walking songs for crossing the red forest, and a special way of greeting each other, a slow nod, with the ears down, that meant I see you, and I'm glad it's you. In those days the Crimson Forest was full of that greeting. Everywhere you looked, ears went down, heads went slow, and somebody was glad it was somebody. Then the forgetting came. Nobody saw it arrive. That's the strange part. There was no storm and no sound. The names just began to slip away, one at a time, the way leaves let go of a tree when autumn decides it's time. A piglin would open her mouth to call her brother, and the name wouldn't be there. Just a warm, empty place where it used to live. She'd stand very still, the way you do when you walk into a room and forget why you came in. And then she'd go on with her day, because what else can you do? One by one. Leaf by leaf. Until the forest was full of piglins who were sure, absolutely sure, that they loved each other, and could not for the life of them remember what to call each other. Now, here is what the piglins did about it, and I think it's one of the bravest things anyone has ever done. They built. They piled up blackstone, higher and higher, into the great structures we call bastions. Big echoing halls with treasure rooms and bridges and corners that hum when the wind moves through. People who visit the Nether think bastions are fortresses. They're not, not really. They are something a heart makes when it has an empty place in it. The piglins built the bastions to fill the spot where the names used to be. Every wall is a name they couldn't say. Every bridge is a song they couldn't finish. And the gold, oh, you've heard about the gold. Piglins love gold more than anything, and travelers always ask why. Here is why. Gold shines. It catches the light of the lava and holds it, the way a window holds the morning. When a piglin polishes a gold ingot and turns it over and over in her hands, somewhere deep down she is remembering a time when the world felt larger and softer and full of people whose names she knew. The gold armor isn't really armor. It's a memory you can wear. So if a piglin ever snorts at you and stamps and looks fierce, and they will, they do it to everyone, you'll know a secret the piglin herself has forgotten. The fierceness is not who they are. The fierceness is the bandage. Underneath it is somebody who is still waiting, very patiently, for a name to come home. Are your eyes getting heavy yet? Good. Let them be heavy. There's just one more small thing tonight. On the far side of the lava sea, where the basalt pillars stand up in rows like a sleeping stone forest, there lives a little fire spark named Ember. Ember is about the size of a button. She came loose from a campfire ages ago and never went out, which is unusual, and nobody knows quite why. She sleeps in the crack of a broken pillar, and at night the crack glows faintly orange, like a nightlight, which the local Striders find very comforting. That evening, the evening this story happened, Ember was drifting home along the basalt flats when she noticed something pressed into the gray stone. A footprint. It was round, like the bottom of a cup, and much too big to belong to a piglin. And here is the odd part, the part Ember couldn't stop thinking about as she settled into her warm crack for the night, the footprint was glowing. Just barely. A soft gold light, deep down in the stone, like something underneath was remembering the foot that made it. Ember watched it glow until her sparky little eyes wouldn't stay open. Tomorrow, she thought, I'll find out who walks like that. And she did. But that's tomorrow's story. For now the lava is low and slow, the pillars are standing guard, and the whole red world is breathing out. The piglins are asleep in their gold. The forest is quiet. You can be quiet too. Good night, little spark. Good night.